This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Food waste. In America, the biggest proportion is consumers. We throw out a lot of food. Today's a big public service ad campaign launching. It's aimed at getting people to change this behavior. The environmental group, the Natural Resources Defense Council, is partnering with the Ad Council on this. The campaign includes a TV spot chronicling the life of a strawberry from field to the market. One of the points here is the economic cost of throwing out so much food. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has details.
Nora Rendell is opening up her compost bin in St. Paul to give her toddler Henry a look inside.
Here, do you want to come up with Ben?
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Ooh.
Together, they name all the yucky stuff they see. Food that rot got to before they could.
Do you see some potatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's from that potato leek soup I didn't make.
And some oranges.
Some oranges and kale.
Natural Resources Defense Council scientist Dana Gunder says a family of four wastes about $1,500 a year on food they don't eat.
For many households, it's about 20% of the food they buy, which is crazy. It's like walking out of the grocery store with five bags, dropping one in the parking lot, and not even bothering to pick it up.
Gunder says people aren't only throwing away money. The extra food they buy pushes up prices. But ag economist Vince Smith says that effect on prices is modest. And for most people, it would get lost in the shuffle, in part because over the past few decades, we've gotten wealthier.
The share of our income that we spend on food has gone down substantially.
Smith says wasting less could theoretically lower demand for certain commodities and push prices down, but not by much because of the global nature of the food supply. For example, he says about 8% of the world's annual wheat production comes from the U.S., but we only use about half of it. If we wasted less and signaled to producers to grow less, Smith says the drop in global wheat consumption would be small.
And the impact on the price of wheat would be minuscule.
As for the idea that wasting less food could put more money in your pocket, Nora Rendell says even that can seem kind of abstract. That's because when she does waste food, it's usually just in dribs and drabs.
There's never anything that I, like a whole bag of something that I don't use part of.
But she says she will try to save money and food with one key tip from the Save the Food campaign, freezing more stuff before it rots. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.